Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 20th of July, 2021. I can't figure it out either, honestly. I have no idea. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have a special guest. I have Rich Siegel from Barebone Software. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm really glad you're here. I have many questions for you. So first of all, I'm going to tell people why you're here is because the latest version of BB Edit is out now.
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's a brand new version, the latest in a very long history, but I don't want to get ahead of you. So go ahead.
Well, that's basically where I was headed next. I feel like BB Edit is sort of an institution when it comes to Mac software, particularly. I think I have run it on all or almost all the computers that like I purchased myself as an adult, you know, not getting my parent talking my parents into buying me something. I feel like I've basically been running BB Edit on some computer or other forever. So when was BB Edit first released?
So the very first commercial version of BB Edit shipped in 1993. May of 93.
Okay.
And I may have to check my sources on that, but there were old, because it's been that long ago, but there were versions of BB Edit that shipped for free before that in 92.
Okay. I did not have my own Mac in 1992, so I know BB Edit's been around longer than my computers have. Okay.
And even before that, there were Mac text editing. There was a Mac text editing program called BB Edit running on Macs, not in public view, in 1989.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it goes back a long way.
Yeah. So I am correct in assessing it as an institution, as the Apple software. So I feel good about that.
Yeah.
So, I only go back to before years started with two, and when it was initially recommended to me as the program that you use, they weren't apps yet even, the program right. That you use to build your website. So you open up your HTML page and you start typing and then you have a web page. And if you're clever enough to include a logo at the bottom that says built with BB Edit, you can get someone at BB Edit to send you a shirt. And I still have mine. So.
You do.
I do. It's from 19. I still have it.
I think I remember the 19 mumbles. It's funny. We've had a lot of t-shirt designs. And we actually have a more recent one, and I will make a note to myself because this may be relevant to your interests.
Well, mine is a white t-shirt, and in purple on the back it says BB Edit, and I think the logo's on there, and it says it doesn't suck. And that always, I liked that. I was that made me happy. It doesn't suck.
That places it in time. There was a we used to do t-shirts coincident with trade shows.
Oh, okay.
Remember those?
Yeah. Another thing from 19 that was really fun.
Precisely. Yeah. And so there was a point in time where we did a round of t-shirts that were plain white. And had the inking in different colors. There were red ones, there were purple ones, there were blue ones, and I think there were black ones.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, same design, different colors.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I still have mine is because I didn't wear it much because I can't be trusted in a white t-shirt. And so so otherwise it will no longer be white. Something will happen and then that will be it. So I tried not to wear it very much. So that's why it's still in pretty good shape, actually. Oh. So
awesome.
Yeah, I have a nice retro shirt. So BB Edit, as I mentioned, I picked it up to build web pages from scratch back when you had to type everything like an animal. But that's not really the only, that's not the only trick in BB Edit's bag of tricks anymore, right?
No, and you know, even back in the 19 mumbles, it wasn't. BB Edit began its life as a programming editor but also kind of a general text file editing thing, and the web stuff, it was kind of funny, it didn't really come along until somewhat later when people started writing in and mentioning this HTML thing and were like, what's HTML?
Yeah.
And and we had a plug-in model, and there's a gent in the UK and one in Spain, each of whom wrote a set of plugins for writing HTML files. And we're like, that's nice. We're happy to support you. What's HTML? and then people started buying BBEdit to do this stuff. And of course the web was well on its way. And by then we already knew what HTML was. And we worked with one of the plugin developers to bake those features in. And that was sort of the beginning of the roller coaster ride up to the top. But yeah, BBEdit has really become, it was then, and it has become more of just your general purpose, whatever you think you can do with text, whatever you need to do with text. Because really, on the internet, everything is text. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Everything starts as text. It's the HTML of a web page, even if it's generated on the fly. It's the JavaScript that you wrote to generate the HTML on the fly. It's the Go or Rust or Objective-C or Swift that you wrote to implement the server that generates the HTML on the fly, and so forth.
Yeah.
And it's the markdown that you wrote to document your changes, right? Oh, there is really no part of life in technology today that doesn't intersect with text somewhere.
That's true. Yeah. I basically, like, I started with web pages, but then discovered that BBEdit would do all kinds of other things. And so if I ever, and it doesn't matter what the file extension is, if I get a file I can't open, I always start with BBEdit just to see what I end up with. Because like you said, so many things begin as text. So if I get something that isn't opening for one reason or another, like maybe it's just a document that's formatted badly, and then most of the time I can crack it open in BBEdit and scoop out the part that I need if I'm having some real problem getting it open. So I use BBEdit for, it's like the Leatherman on my computer.
It really is. And we've talked about it that way in the past. there's a particular brand of all-purpose folding tool with red scales on the sides.
Yeah.
And, you know, folks have described it to us that way, and we have to avoid saying a particular collection of words because we don't want anybody's lawyers coming after us.
That's true. I could see that.
But yeah. One person came up to us at a trade show and said, you know, BBEdit is the Swiss Army chainsaw for working with text. And we're like, yes.
I like that. Yeah.
Swiss Army is a trademarked brand, of course, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But that's a good description. Yeah. Not just a knife.
Such an apt description. And one of the things that has really been fun to play with for me, because I've always had kind of an interest in high performance computing, started with number crunching, and that is when we made the leap from 32 to 64 bit a while back, and then more recently to the M1 Max. It's just been kind of a joy to say, okay, here's a 12 gigabyte text file. Let's see how long it takes to open it and do stuff to it.
Wow.
Just because we can. It's like, this file is bigger than the disk drive I had once.
Yeah. It's bigger than several disk drives I've owned.
Yeah.
To be fair. Yeah. It's a lot. So I hope you all are enjoying Back in the Day with Rich and Kelly.
old people talk about old people things.
Yeah. Don't worry. We can't be here much longer. We each have to go shout at the kids on the lawn shortly. So we won't keep you much longer, I promise. Now, as I said at the beginning, BBEdit has made it to version 14. And so there's a bunch of new things that come as part of that. So I wanted to give you a chance to talk to us a little bit about some of the stuff that's interesting in that. As with any version, you know, when the first digit is what rolls over, there are a lot of things that are big changes, and there's a lot of other stuff that just sort of gets better or smooths out a little bit or maybe improves in a small way. But let's start with what's new to version 14. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. So a friend of mine once said that you've got a major upgrade when you've got three big new things. And so there are, in fact, three big new things in this major upgrade.
Nice.
One of the big new things is more of a collection of big lesser things. And that is, big smaller things. Sorry. And that is the features that BBEdit has in place to support coding, text completion, navigating around using available code indexes from CTags and stuff like that. We've made changes that significantly enhance those features. So code completion suggestions are much more contextually appropriate. Jumping around in an index of code is much more accurate, and you get better results that way. There are new features, such as being able to find references to a certain symbol, and also a lot of in-place help, such as showing errors and warnings, or help for parameters, even simpler things like language-sensitive document formatting. And so those things are all improved or made newly possible by a big infrastructure thing, which is support for the language server protocol. That's a little complicated to get into, but the long and short of it is that it's a way for editors to provide language sensitive features without having to implement or know the details of a given language. Despite the name server in it, nothing actually leaves your computer. It's a protocol invented by Microsoft, which is why it has such a terrible name.
That makes sense. All right.
Right?
Yeah, I can follow that logic. Yes.
But the language server protocol sort of defines the way that editors and language sensitive components can work together. And so support for that is what's new in 14. And as a result, it enables all of these really useful, flexible, powerful new features.
Okay.
So that's big new thing number one. Big new thing number two has to do with really an enthusiastic and growing part of our customer base, and that is data scientists. We've heard a lot from data scientists because, have I mentioned how good BBEdit is with large files?
I did. I heard a story one time about somebody opening a 12 gigabyte text file in BBEdit.
Yeah, that might have actually happened.
Yeah.
And so we hear from data scientists who are like, I love this. I'm opening giant data dumps all the time. And I'm doing stuff that I would love it if BBEdit could make it easier for me. Things like programming in R, which is a very heavily used language for statisticians and related disciplines, or support for something called virtual environments, which are a way to sort of shuffle your configuration between sets of tools, the packages that they use, and sort of your work environment in a very Unix-y sort of way. And so, you know, we're listening to this and we're like, okay, let's make your life better. Let's throw some love your way. And so in 14, we've added things for data scientists. There is, among other new languages, there is support for R built in. There is support for virtual environment switching through a very widely used utility called Anaconda. And if you do data science at all, you've probably heard of it. You probably use it. And so we built in support for environment switching with Anaconda. And nice. those things just really, they've landed, you know, with a big happy noise among those beta sites who are doing that kind of work.
That's great.
So we're looking forward to see what folks do with that. And big thing number three is something that kind of solves something for everybody, and that is you might have occasionally found yourself in the situation where you make a new document and you type something into it and you like go away and leave it or do something else. Or maybe you make a new document, another new document. And the next thing you know, and stop me if you're feeling this.
Okay.
The next thing you know, you've made a new document and you noticed it's untitled text 357. And you've probably got a few dozen of those open and you don't really know which one is in which, and you don't know where they are. And you're slightly terrified to update the OS on your computer because you don't know what's going to happen when you reboot.
You sound so nice when you're saying this, Rich, but I feel a little bit attacked right now.
I'm so sorry. I apologize for causing those feelings.
You're not causing them. The truckload of untitled documents on my computer is what's causing me the problem, not you. So it sounds like you have a solution tailor-made for me, or you know, whoever else.
Well, yeah. First of all, this is a safe space. There is no judgment here. this is all purely observational. This is how our customers use BBEdit. And so, yes, there is something new in 14 to address this. And it's called the notes system or notes feature. And it's actually a combination of smaller features. One of them is the notes window, mm-hmm. where your notes live. And a note is a particular kind of document. It names itself based on what's at the beginning of it. So you never have to remember to name a note unless you want to.
Ooh.
Notes save themselves while you're typing. Mm-hmm. So that you don't have to remember to save them. And they live in a particular place on disk, so you don't have to think about where they are. They're searchable with multi-file search. They're visible to BBEdit's open file by name. And there are so many different ways to create them. You can just make a new empty note right in BBEdit, or you can drag some text into the notes window, or you can be working in another application and select some text and go to the services menu and there's new note in BBEdit. Mm-hmm. And so the whole goal of the notes system is to make it easier for folks who use BBEdit in the way I described to get a little bit more organized without really seriously changing their workflow. It's to support that use case, mm-hmm. rather than change it.
Okay.
So that's like big thing number three in version 14. And then of course there are 97 smaller ones, but I don't think we have time for all of them.
We do not.
Yeah.
But, if somebody's interested in this, if they have an older version and want to update, or maybe want to dip a toe in actual like text edit sort of software, development software, where can people find BBEdit? Because so I know there's a late-ish development, not like this week, but a slightly newer development than the 90s, where people can buy BBEdit.
Yeah. So there's a couple of ways to get this. You go to www.barebones.com and you can download BBEdit there. And there's a 30-day evaluation period. You get to use everything for 30 days. After 30 days, it goes into free mode. And okay. You still get like everything that you're used to. So if anybody who's listening remembers TextStrangler,
mm-hmm.
Free mode in BBEdit is like TextStrangler Plus. Does everything TextStrangler used to do in exactly the same way. And it's free forever. Or you can go to the Mac App Store and you can get BBEdit there.
Okay.
And same 30-day period, same free mode. The pricing and licensing models are different in the App Store because they have to be.
Of course.
But you can buy a permanent license directly from us. That's $49.99 for new customers, $29.99 to upgrade from BBEdit 13, and there are options from older versions too, of course.
Yeah. So
yeah. That's that.
It's, yeah. If you need something that's slightly different from what TextEdit can do for you, if you need something that can help you with honestly, my favorite feature in BBEdit for the most part, like this is the thing I get most of my mileage out of, is just having everything in the sidebar, having one window and having all the documents sort of hang out over there and I can switch between things very easily. Like, that's my favorite part of this text editor. Instead of having to navigate between eight different windows because I have eight things open, like, I have one window and I just click on the side and figure out which one I want to be working in. That's my favorite part by far. So I appreciate that very much. Yeah.
I'm delighted to hear it.
I do get many, many miles out of PB Edit. So I do want to point that out. Rich Siegel from Barebone Software, thank you so much for coming by to talk to me about BB Edit today.
Kelly, thanks so much for having me.
I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.